Hello and welcome to this class today. The class is all about balance and poise and equanimity. And in yoga terms, it's called Shtira and Sukham. And that's what Patanjali calls it. And it means steady and comfortable in your pose. So nothing's rigid, but to be steady and comfortable. And we all know that what goes on your mat goes on in your life. So we're looking to be steady and comfortable in our life. So we'll start the class standing on the mat. And if you have a mirror, then have a mirror in front of you and just have a look at yourself. Just have a look. Drop your shoulders, have a smile. Just have a look. And we're going to start by pressing all the fingertips and the thumb tips together. So little finger, thumb to thumb, index finger, and just press them together. And this is called Hakini Mudra, which is quite a common mudra for balancing or help to balance the left and right hemispheres of your brain. So the palms aren't touching, it's just your fingertips that are touching. And then just breathe in as your fingertips press together. And as you breathe out, let your hands press together in Namaste. So breathe in into Hakini with your fingertips pressing and breathe out into Namaste and feel all the joints of your hands either press together or melt together. So just gentle breathing in Hakini, but press fingertips. These are acupressure points. And breathe out Namaste. And breathe in. And breathe out. And the next time you breathe into Hakini, take your hands right above your head on your breath in. Melt into Namaste as you breathe out and bring your hands down to your heart. Breathe in, Hakini. Arms lifted. Breathe out. Namaste. Melt your hands. Breathe in, Hakini, lift. And breathe out, Namaste. When you're in Namaste, I'll say Namaste to you and give a little bow. Namaste. Now we're going to do a wonderful breathing practice, which is called resonance breathing or cohesive breathing, which brings all the systems of the body back into their own rhythm. And we're going to do it like we do Qigong breathing. And it's just four in and four out, and there's no stop. So Qigong breathing, as we know, you can do this from sitting down in a chair if you want to, or sitting on the floor. But we're standing at the moment, but you sit if you want to. So you lift your arms, two, three, four. Turn your palms away from you, two, three, four, as you breathe out. So you breathe in as you lift. As you turn your palms away, it's like painting the wall. Feel your hands smear down the wall, two, three, four. Breathe in, two, three, four. Breathe out, two, three, four. You don't have to fill your lungs on the in-breath. You don't have to empty your lungs on the out-breath. If you lose your place, just start again. Don't worry. And if your breathing doesn't like this, just breathe. It's perhaps something to be worked on, but don't get angsty about it at all. Simply notice your breath. Sometimes, as we keep doing it, we get out of breath. Just notice. It's not a failure, it's just what's going on. So just see, breathe in, two. It took me a while to get it because I'm used to stopping after the in and the out breath. And and just keep your count. And if you lose it, it doesn't matter. If you know that you've lost it, that's the great thing. You don't have to fill or empty your lungs. If you lose your place, just start again. It's breathing out as you paint down the wall, and then you breathe in. So we're going to use this breath throughout the practice. Now we're going to do the opposite hands. So as you breathe in, your right hand comes up, and as it turns to paint the wall and breathe out, the left hand comes up. So it's opposite hands, breathing in, one hand, breathe out as the other hand comes up, cross-crawling for your brain, you know it. And you can get mixed up with your breath here, it's all right. We're practicing, we're learning. You can't do it all right all the first time. Cross-crawling in with one hand. As that hand goes down, the other hand comes up on the out-breath. Keep looking at yourself. You might like to give yourself a little smile. You might not. And then let both the hands go together with the 4-4 breathing, if possible. Breathe in and out. When you finish with the out-breath, just feel yourself rooting down. Stop your arms and just feel what's going on. And then let's do our tapping. It's really quite important. So if you just tap either all around your eyes or just on your cheekbones, and this again is putting your energy, it's waking it up. It's waking it up so that it can slide back into where it goes. Tap on your cheekbones or all around your eyes. And then just below your collarbones, just below your collarbones. On your sternum, and this is my favourite at the moment, this is for your immune system, to keep it awake and alert. And then taking your hands out from the centre of your chest to the sides of your body, tap on the sides of your body, tap or rub. You can rub round and round, you can rub up and down. Great, and I like to give my immune system another rub, and I just rub up and down on my sternum. And then just, it's as though you're shampooing your hair. Really wake your scalp up and your brain cells. So you can either rake through your hair or you can go as though you're shampooing your hair. But wake your scalp up, loosen your scalp. Sometimes that, you know, you don't think about it, but it's a tense. So wake it up, scratch. And also here, you can just pinch all around your earlobes. All right the way around your ears, and especially the lobes at the bottom. This is for your short-term memory to help it, to keep it going. That's great. So how do you feel now? and then spine wakening up. So swing, 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 swing. Always good, always good. We've got to keep the spinal fluid moving, or it's sending messages, not the fluid, but everything in your spine is sending messages everywhere. And it can't if the fluid's stiff. So swing, swing, swing. Move your spine. Make space in the spine. Do a side to side. Swing as much as you like or as little as you like. But if you're looking in the mirror, you can see. You can see that you're actually moving it. See if you can come from your core, letting your knees bend. Tapping your shoulders or tapping your back. And then side to side, so we've got a lateral movement of the spine, in case there's any bits that's been missed. And then making little fists, we're going to little fists and open to the universe. So you lift your arms up and your heart to the universe as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, bring your elbows together and tuck your head right down. And do a few of those. This is pumping the fluid through. Spine awakening. Ooh, and down. We can't be balanced anywhere if the spinal fluid's not moving. So breathe in and breathe out. Now try the 4-4 breathing. Breathe in as you open up. 3, 4, and out. 2, 3, 4, and in and out. And in and out. Really tuck down. And then bring yourself to Tadasana. Look at it if you're using a mirror. Feel it using a mirror or not. Feel it. Feel the tingling. And then come up and down on your toes. Up and down so that you're on your toes and you're down and you can alternate your feet. Just come up and down on your toes so that we're sending energy up the body. We're not letting it all get stagnant. You can, if you wish, you can turn one foot out and so that the heel is pushing against the opposite leg. And then really push down on your toes there. So you open the backs of your feet as well. Do it on both sides. Or just up and down, up and down, up and down. Try walking on your tiptoes. Try walking to the end of the mat on your tiptoes in a straight line. Try walking backwards on your tiptoes in a straight line. Or you don't have to stay on your mat. You can walk wherever you want. Go on your tiptoes, go on your tiptoes. And then go on your heels, go on your heels. Walk backwards, walk forwards on your heels. See what's going on. That's great. And then we're going to do squats. So feet are about, they're not wide squats with the feet turned out. They're just facing forward. And just over hip width apart. And then just come down. You don't have to come to the floor. Just take it easy. Just come down as though you're sitting down. And then back up again. So you come down. And then you go back up. You can hold on to something here if you want. It's perfectly acceptable. Because then you're using your legs. You're really using them instead of wobbling. So it's up and down. Don't let your toes track over, don't let your knees track over your toes. Just come back a little bit so that as you come down, you're using your thigh muscles and you're not pushing into your knees. And if your knees are grumpy and don't like this, don't do it. So it's up and down, up and down. Great. And then just stand. Can you just stand? I'm going to balance. Now, you might need a strap or a belt for this, but first of all, we're just going to balance on one leg. Just balance on one leg, and the other leg, you can just lift it up or you can just have it wherever you want to. And just see if you can balance on one leg and just do some 4-4 breathing. Standing on one leg, let it be firm. And the concentration and the focus is on the 4-4 breathing and the strength of the standing leg. Focus. Don't worry about where the leg is at the moment. 4-4 breathing. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and root down as you breathe out. And then bring your feet together. Root the other standing leg into the floor. And then just take the opposite leg off the floor. And 4-4 breathing. Don't be too adventurous for your balance. Don't be too adventurous. And then come back together. Feet together. And now we're going to stand on one leg and bend the other knee in and lift the leg up and stretch it out straight. You can hold, in fact, you will hold on to your foot. Now, this isn't possible for everybody. You can hold on to something at the side while you bend your knee in and stretch your leg out. If your arm isn't long enough, if it's not as long as your leg, then wrap a belt around the sole of your foot or a tie or a scarf just to lengthen, extend the length of your arm. So hold on to something if you want to, root the standing leg down, bend the other knee in and then stretch the leg out. Breathe at all. If you want to take that leg out to the side, you can do that as well, or anything that's in between. And when you are stirrup and sukham, steady and comfortable in your pose, breathe your 4-4 breathing. Maybe the 4-4 breathing helps you to become steady and comfortable. Or maybe you get your comfort first. Relax into the pose. It's not a collapse, there's a difference. Collapsing is letting go altogether. It's a, oh, it's all right. It's only a yoga pose. And then put your foot down and have a go on the other side. Four, four breathing. Don't angst about it. Just do your bit. It's all right. Great. And then come back. Lovely. So now we're going to take the feet a little bit apart. We're going to do cat breathing from standing. So the feet turn out a little bit, you bend your knees and you put your hands just above your knees and then cat breathing with 4-4 breathing, if you can. So you breathe in and lift your heart, take your throat back and out, tuck everything in. From standing, it's gentle breathing, it's not forced, it's not intense, it's 4-4, and feel what's going on inside. Sometimes when we do cat breathing from standing, we can really pull in on the abdomen, and that often takes a lot longer. Just see if you can gentle breathe, move the spine, 4-4, and everything. Resonance, everything is dropping back into place. 4-4 breathing. Breathing in. Feeling your spine. And then coming back into standing. And just feeling, just letting the breath settle. Just letting the breath settle. We're going to do some leg strengtheners. So if you face the short edge of your mat and step back. Now, this is really good to watch in the mirror because things go wrong. I'm pointing my finger at you. So step back. One foot is in front and the other foot is behind. So you're like in a forward-facing warrior. Now come up on your back toes and make sure that they're pointing forward. They're not off to the side like a warrior. So you come in up on your back toes. So we're going to do sort of a warrior stance. That's just so that you're in the picture. So we're up on the back toes and the front knee is going to bend. And we're going to do 4-4 breathing. And we're not going to come up. What we're going to do is sink down on every out-breath. Sink down just a little bit maybe. But it really strengthens your legs so that you're up on your back toes, your front knee is bent, your face is relaxed, you've got a big grin on your face. Breathe out and sink. I do it in front of a mirror and I can see the houses in front just getting, I'm going lower to the houses. Really just stay there if you can, 4-4 breathing. And then can you swing your back foot to join your front foot? And then take your other leg back and do the same. And sink on your toes. Really feel your toes. Your back leg doesn't have to be straight. Sink, sink, sink. Feel the strength of your legs. They're really, really strong. 4-4 breathing. Bring your back foot to join your front foot and stop for a moment. Now, join your feet together. We're going to do Utkatasana, which is the chair pose. And as Karma likes to call it, it is the defiance pose. Because if life pushes you down, then we'll lift up. So your feet are joined together, or they might be a little bit apart, depending on how it is for you. And you sit down. It's as though you're sitting on a chair. So you sit down, and then you take your arms out in front of you, parallel to each other, and then you just lift them a little. You lift them out and up, but not right to the sky. And then begin your 4-4 breathing, and we'll start with the out breath. So as you breathe out, 2, 3, 4, you sink, and as you breathe in, you lift your arms, you lift your chest, you open your heart and breathe out and sink. Feel how strong it is. Maybe it's as though somebody's pushing you down, but your breath in will take you up again. Breathe out and breathe in, and this time as you breathe in, straighten your legs, lift your arms right above your head. Hakini Mudra, can you find your fingertips and breathe out into Namaste? Very good. We'll go again. So we start with the out breath as you sit down. Breathe out, two, three, four, and then in and lift your arms up. So we're lifting up and out. So we're actually simultaneously lifting up and rooting down. Or you could say, as we're pushed down, we're defiantly lifting up. And then as you straighten your legs to come out of it, Hakini Mudra over your head and draw it down on the out-breath into Namaste. Very good. And now if we just sit down, and just see how you feel. Let the 4-4 breathing resonate throughout you, or just be as you are. And can we fold the arms with one hand under the opposite armpit and the thumbs are pointing upwards? So you're folding your hands across your chest, you're hugging your armpits with the opposite hands and your thumbs are pointing upwards. And this is peaceful heart breathing. So just press yourself in, settle yourself down, and just do some 4-4 breathing. Just 4-4. 4-4 breathing. And then you can leave your hands there if you wish. Or you can just let them rest in your lap in Hakini Mudra. And then just take some neck rolls. And again, with 4-4 breathing. So as you breathe in, you just take your head down to one side, counting to four until your chin tucks down. And then count the other four up to the top. So neck rolls, halfway round to your in-breath, halfway round to the out-breath. Now just stretch your legs out. And keep your legs together. And as we breathe in to four, we're going to lean back, two, three, four. And as you breathe out, you're going to move forward into a forward bend, two, three, four, and in and out, and in and out, and then breathe in and you're leaning back, breathe out there, and then do a couple of 4-4 breathings while you're holding back and you're holding on your core. Or if you're not into 4-4 breathing, just breathe, but hold on your core. Great. And then push forward. So you're in a forward bend. And just settle into the forward bend with 4-4 breathing. And then just come back and hug your knees in. Hug your knees in, take your feet off the floor. Just hug, give yourself a great big hug. Now we're going to go into a balance again. So if you can, with your feet off the floor, hold one foot and stretch the leg out. And come back in and stretch the other leg out. And come back in if you're still there and stretch both legs out. So you can have them together or you can have them wide. We've got a bum balance. Can you breathe a 4-4? Can you breathe at all? Have you rocked off? Great, and then just come down and keep your legs stretched out and your feet towards together. Roll your shoulders back and put the hands, you put your hands at the side of you with your fingers pointing forward. And this is a staff pose, Dandasana. So you're just feeling that your chest is open, you're breathing in, 2, 3, 4. As you breathe out, root down, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in and lift. And breathe out, root down. Now, we're going to do an upward facing plank. So in this, we really using the arms, the upper arm strength, and we're pushing the toes away from us and then lifting the body up. So lift up, push the arms down, strengthens the shoulders, the arms, the chest, the legs, stretches your back, your spine, benefits the nervous system. Oh, it's marvellous. Ancient yogis used to practice it at dawn, when the sun rose. Keep your arms and your legs straight, stretching the toes right the way towards the floor. Lift the heart to the sky and bring your gaze inward to the third eye. Now, if you've come out of this, it's all right. You can always go back again. Or you can take the modification, which is just bending your knees, and it's like the tabletop. So you can lift up into a tabletop. Watch out for collapsing arms, head, knees. Watch for sagging hips. Don't do it if you have wrist injuries or carpal tunnel syndrome or back injuries. So come down gently, gently. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to twist. So both legs are straight, just as they were. And bend your right knee and put the sole of your right foot on the floor outside the left thigh. Get it as close to your thigh as it's possible. And with your clasped hands, hold your right shin just below the knee. And use your 4-4 breathing to help to lengthen the spine, extending up through the crown of your head. And as you breathe out, root down through your sitting bones. As you breathe in for 4, lift up from the base of your skull. And keeping the chin parallel with the floor. As you breathe out, release the weight of your hips into the earth. Now, if you haven't already twisted, you're going to twist. So twist hugging your knee. And again, breathe in, lift, breathe out, root. Breathe in. And this is a really good time to look at yourself in the mirror. You can see whether you're falling backwards. You can see whether your shoulders are by your ears. Now, leaving your legs where they are, don't move your legs, just twist to the other side. So it's a different twist. Really enhances your digestive and your elimination system. And it stimulates the kidney and the livers, or the liver and the kidneys. And it energizes your spleen for processing. Lovely. Uncurl yourself. Stretch your legs out. And do the upward facing plank or the tabletop with 2 4-4 breaths. And then twist to the other side. So you're going to take the other leg across, hug it in, lift up. Don't rush to the twist. Get the breathing going, get the lift and the rooting going. Drop your shoulders, have a look. Relax your breath. It's not a desperate breath, it's just 4 in and 4 out. It's quite common that a twist is different from one side to the other. And particularly, it's even more pronounced in people who do one-sided things like golf or tennis. So to help to even this out, if you know that one side is much tighter than the other, always start with the tighter side or give it a bit more turns, if you like. Leaving your legs straight, twist to the other side. Twists aren't good for pregnancy either. And then straighten out. And do another tabletop. And then come down. And then do Anahatasana as a wonderful relieving pose. So your arms are folded on the floor. Your knees are bent and your heart melts to the floor. It's like upright kneeling with your knees and then your heart just melts to the floor. It's a back bend, but if you take notice of your breath here, you'll feel it. 4 in and 4 out. You'll feel it perhaps in a different place. So we're looking to experience steadiness and ease. And when we can get this, we are undisturbed by the dualities of life. Now from here, we're going to do the dolphin, and we're going to really strengthen the upper body. So from where you are, if you clasp your hands in front of you so that you've got a triangle, from your hands to your elbows. So your elbows are still on the floor. And then breathe in to 4 and move your body over your hands and breathe out to four as you bring your body back. So you're on your knees at the moment. So you breathe in and you breathe out. Your nose is going forward over your hands and then nose is coming back towards your body on the breath out. If you want to, you can bend your knees and straighten your legs and do it like it. This is the dolphin, but you're doing it like a dog down, and you're still moving forward and back. You can be on your knees if you want, it doesn't matter. Oh, there's many, many virtues of the dolphin. There's a greater range of motion in your spine and your shoulders, and you really build strength in your arms and your core. And you get accustomed to the weight on your hands and your arms and your upper body. It's said that if you befriend the dolphin, you'll open the door to a world in which the cartwheels of your youth are no longer seem like a distant memory. So you'll be off doing cartwheels. Now, we're going to hold this dolphin. So the legs are straight, the bottom's in the air, and bring your head in. So it's not on the floor, you're pushing down on your arms, but you're bringing it in so the back of your neck is long. And you breathe in. Can you breathe a 4-4? Energetically connect to the floor underneath you. And use this connection to lift your spine and hips towards the sky. Let your head hang freely and hold the pose. Don't hold it rigid. Relax into this feeling. Sthira and Sukham, steadiness and comfortable. Be steady. And as you steady, relax. 4-4 breathing. Head loose. Notice how it possibly becomes more difficult to keep the elbows from swinging outwards. Bring them in again. Press down from the wrist to the elbow. And then come down into any position that suits you just at the moment. So we're going to have a choice here, because this is the upside down time. So you can either, if you've got your own headstand and remember, I'm not here, I'm not with you, I can't see you. If you have to take responsibility, if you want to do a headstand, if you're comfortable, do your headstand. If you don't want to do a headstand, you can lie down, sit down, do nothing. Sit and pick your nose if you want, but just simply let the headstanders have a moment if they want to, and you just have your moment. We're going to go into pose of the child next. So headstanders, take your time as everybody else just slides into a pose of the child. And here you can dive deeper and deeper right into your inner landscape.
and your breath continues to gently rock you in a soothing way, allowing you to become peaceful. Headstanders, just come into this when you want. Now, not everybody likes pose of the child. Some people feel suffocated. Some people have knee issues. If you don't like it, you can lie on your back and draw your knees in. Just hold on to your knees, relax your body. That's if you don't like the suffocating feeling, or if your knees don't like it. Or if you are bending forward in pose of the child, sometimes it's good to have a cushion or a block between your heels and your bottom. So get yourself settled into your idea of pose of the child at the moment. The feelings of relaxation and sukha are the essence of this. Let it happen. It's a practice that tranquilizes your mind and your body. But it's not if it's hurting. If you are in pose of the child, relaxing your forehead or your third eye on the spot between your eyebrows on your mat, it's got an instant soothing effect on the brain. And the forward fold of the body sends a signal to the nervous system that promotes feelings of safety and of calm. It lengthens both folding forward or being on your back and strengthens the low back. And it's great for releasing tiredness. And our overworked bodies sometimes get too exhausted at the end of the day. And it enhances your blood circulation. It helps to fight insomnia. It's a great restorative pose. 4-4 breathing. Gently. Come out of it gently. Straighten out. Lift your legs into the air. Or we've got time here. You can just lift your legs into the air if you want to, or you can move against a wall and put your legs up the wall. Or if you prefer and you're comfortable and responsible for it, you can do a shoulder stand. So shoulder stand, simple legs in the air. Very therapeutic. Or legs against the wall. We've got time. We've always got time. It's so good. It's so good. Relax your face. 4-4 breathing. 4-4 breathing. And again, breathing in and lifting up. And as you breathe out, rooting down. Knowing that everything's just going back into place. coming down gently, gently. Staying a moment, letting the breath just settle into what it wants to settle into. And now I've found this, I've got this wonderful precursor to the relaxation. I love it. I love it. So, we're going to lie on the mat or get yourself comfortable for relaxation. The key to this, I found, is that you can sink into relaxation as soon as we've done this. It's a shoulder thing. As soon as we've done it, sink into relaxation. So if you have your legs up on a chair or on a bolster, if you want a blanket over the lower part of your body so that you don't have to do a lot of shuffling and getting ready, because it spoils it. It does, I found, because I've done it. I've done it both ways. Because all the shuffling about, you miss what's going on. So get yourself ready for relaxation. If you want to put anything warmer on, if you want to put your legs anywhere but just lying on the floor, if you want to put it over bolsters or on a chair, and if you want a blanket, just put it over the lower half of your body. Just get yourself ready. And when you're ready there, just interlace your fingers behind your head and tuck your chin down. Lift your head up, tuck your chin down. And just do three or four breaths. Just tucking in, just when you're ready. Just when you're ready, take your time. Just when you're ready. Four breathing. Chin tucked down, back of the neck lengthening, everything relaxed. If you don't want to do 4-4 breathing, just breathe. Make sure you're breathing. So we are assuming we're ready. Let your head relax. Let the back of your head melt into the floor. Let the back of your head melt into the floor. And take your arms out to the side with the palms uppermost. And just let the breath settle into whatever it's settling into. Feel your shoulders. Feel one shoulder and the other shoulder. And then just one hand, choose a hand and bend it at the elbow and have your palm uppermost. As though you've got a tennis ball, so your elbow's on the floor. It's as though you've got a tennis ball in your hand. And then gently, and this works better slowly, make figure eights with this hand that's in the air. Just little figure eights, and sometimes the tennis ball will fall off, it doesn't matter, and sometimes it'll magically appear again and you'll feel the weight of the tennis ball. So you're just making figure eights. Slowly, the whole effect works better if you do it slowly. So figure eights, and you can lift your elbow from the floor. You can make wider figure eights if you wish. You can come to the middle and lift your hand up, holding the tennis ball. Not all the way stretched, not all the way stretched. And when you're halfway there, figure eights again. Figure eights. And just keep moving the figure eights. Don't get angsty about anything. And you can go a bit higher and you can go a bit wider. And when your palm comes uppermost, you can feel the weight of the tennis ball. When it goes off, it doesn't go off with a bonk. It just isn't there anymore. And feel wide, wide, wide. And small, small, small figure eights. And let your elbow rest to the floor again. Keep figure eighting or just moving up and down. Just move your hand, feel your shoulder, possibly even hear your shoulder. Let your elbow rest to the floor and then let your hand go down to the floor, palm up. And feel the difference in your shoulders. Feel the difference in the length of your arms. And then do the other one. Do the other side. Just figure eights, little ones, big ones, weight of the tennis ball. Tennis ball disappears. Just roll, figure eights, or just go out to the side and come back and lift up and come back. Your movement, just move and feel and hear, hear. Sometimes the shoulders get ever so crunchy. Just listen, move gently, slowly works better. Slowly, slowly, slowly works better. Slowly lifting up, lifting out. Letting the elbow come to the floor. Keep rolling, keep moving. Lift it again if you want to. Let your hand go to the floor and feel. And everything else has just gone away. No focus, no focus on your breath, no nothing. Everything gone away. We're going to be here for 4 or 5 minutes. It will be silence. I am still here. I will be here. And I will let you know when we're getting up. Just fall into it. Let the back of your head melt into the floor. see how you feel with no rush at all. Bring yourself round to sitting if you wish, or stay there also if you wish. Take your time. Notice that things in your head start to come round again. Settle back in. When you get to sitting, feel the weight of you on the floor. Do very gentle 4-4 breathing. Take your time to settle into this. Feel the weight, feel your body on the floor. Everything relaxed, everything coming back into balance, to poise and equilibrium. Then if we bring our hands together in Namaste, and thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.